Zichronos Yehiyale Zichronecha Lefanai Letoiva. Zichora, if I understand the big question here, what's Zichronos? Zichronos is saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Zichronos. So how can we guarantee that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Zoicha everything? Shiyale Zichroneinu Lefanav Letoivo. I would have preferred to say Shikchos. Five psukim that Kodesh Baruch Hu forgets everything. Choponim forgets the Averis. Shouldn't forget the mitzvahs, but I should forget the Averis. We say that Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers everything. In the Hakdoma to Zichronos, there's a long Hakdoma. You need to work on it, because there's a lot of Kefil Milos there, a lot of Kefil Kvonim, and there's a focus amongst the Mephoshim, what the Pshat is. Okay, different people have different Halchim, you need to work out yourselves. I told you, I'm not coming to go through the inside the Tiyuk HaLoshon, even though it would be maybe valuable, but I want to tell you the basic ideas so that you have something to think about to work on this yourself. So there we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers every prat, every machshava, maisa odol of kudos of Yitzrei Malalei Ish. Rav Hashim say what pushed the person to go somewhere, what his machshavas were behind his steps and his deeds. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Ein shikhal ifnei kiseichu edecho yisei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. How can we guarantee that the zikaron will be oyle lefanav letoivo? Needs a bill. Where's the makar for Zichronos? So we saw last week there are two makaras for the Malchus and the Shofaros. One in Bechukosai, one in Baal Osar, and one here in Emor. In Baal Osar it says V'hoyu lachem lezikaron. Skatim b'chatzoy tzoros. V'hoyu lachem lezikaron. They're psukei Zichronos. In Emor, the pasuk says, "Dabel bnei Yisrael leimor b'chodesh hashvi be'echod lachodesh yielochem shabosin zichroin trua mikro kodesh." Rashi says, "Zichroin trua, zichroin psuki zichroinus, psuki shayfrus. Lizka lachem akedas yitzchok shekarv tachdol ayin." So Zichrein is Psuke Zichreinus, Trua is Psuke Shoifrus, and the chat of saying Zichrein and Trua is Lizka Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Shekarav Tachdol Ayim. Rashi is telling us that saying Psuke Zichreinus and Psuke Shoifrus, the Matara is to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Zoiche Akedas Yitzchak. Now, this Rashi needs a biur, which we're not going to talk about tonight. Next week, in Yitzchak Hashem, we'll try and be with a bit more. You should know a klal with Rashi. It's a very, very important klal when you're learning Chumash Rashi. Rashi says that he only came to farish pshutoy shemikro, and he defines pshutoy shemikro as dava dava aloifano, the flow of the words. The Rashi does not bring Medrashim unless it's to be Miyashe Pshuto Shel Mikra. And Rashi says several times that there are Medrashim here, Bani Loi Bosi Elo Lefarish Pshuto Shel Mikra. So whenever you see a Rashi which doesn't seem to be Pshuto Shel Mikra, you have to break your head and try and understand. So why is this Pshuto Shel Mikra? This is not Stamad a Drosha. The Gemara can bring drushes, and the Medrashim will bring drushes, and the Avada Rashi's not saying that they're not true. Avada, they're true. Torah was written on many different levels. Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, and many different levels. Of a Pirush Rashi al Achumish, Rashi said, I came to explain this level, Pshutoi. Gwala learn Medrash, so learn Medrash, learn other Svarim, which were written on the level of Drush. You want to learn Remez? The other Svarim. Want to get to Soid? Other Svarim. So this Rashi doesn't sound like is Pshuto Shal Mikra, Zichroin Trua, seems to translate, would translate the Chayra, a remembrance of the Trua. Rashi said, that's Psuchi Zichroinus, Psuchi Shoifrus, Nizkala Lachem, Akedas Yitzah Shakar Pachto Hay. But tonight, since we're learning Zichroinus, we want to see that the Maaser, Rashi telling us that Zichronus and Shoifrus, but Zichronus, we're focusing on Zichronus. Zichronus is Lizko Lachem Akeidas Yitzchok. And if we look at the Tefillah, the Bakosha from Zichronus, we'll see that's exactly what we say. Elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu, zochreinu b'zikaron toiv lefanecha. Okay, that's the Braiser says. Zichronus k'deshi al zichronichem lefanei letoiva. Ufogdeinu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim mishmei shmei kedem. We should have a psak. The pkuda is the decision. The psak of Yeshua and rachamim from the highest levels of Shemaim. Shmei, Shmei, Kedem. The highest, highest level. Needs a shtickle beer or that. Uzchol lono Hashem elekeinu esabris vesacheset vesashua asher nishba'ato l'Avram avinu b'har ha'meria. Is remember the bris, the chesed, the shvur which you made to Avram avinu on har ha'meria. Veseiro elefonecho akeido She'okad Avram Avinu es Yitzchok Menoy al Gabi HaMizbech, and should appear in front of you the Akedah which Avram Avinu did to Yitzchok. So that's what Rashi is saying. Psuchi Zichronus somehow are so that he will remember the Akedah. Fine. Then we carry on. V'kovash rachamov la'asus v'tzoncho b'leiv avsholim. And Avraham Avinu was kovash rachamov to be mekayim yorotzen. Why? Avraham Avinu was midas hachesed. That was his ikat chun, midas hachesed. Yitzchak was midas hadin. Avraham Avinu was midas hachesed. It's his natural Teva of Avraham Avinu is chesed. His whole tshuka was to build a Klal Yisrael. He was told that Yitzchok, he waited till he was 100, till he had this son. He was told that Yitzchok is going to be the Hemshech. Ki bi Yitzchok yikor lechazora. So when Yitzchok was born, it was tremendous simcha. It's the whole thing which Avraham Avinu has been waiting for. And now, 37 years later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to shecht Yitzchok. How much rachamim did Avraham Avinu have for Yitzchok? Any normal father has tremendous rachamim for his son. Any normal father, any poshta father, it's not easy to shecht his son. Kavachoyme and Avraham Avinu, his whole midah is chesed. Kavachoyme ben Menashe, kavachoyme, a son who's born at the age of 100. Benes, when he knows that Bederech HaTev, he can't have a son, v'chule, and then Kavachom, Bemenashe Kavachom, Avraham Avinu is just waiting to make a Klal Yisrael, bring a Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchok is the Klal Yisrael, and now he has to destroy it. So a tremendous amount of rachamim. V'kovash rachamov, and he kovish his rachamim. La'asus usoyin chob leiv v'sholim, he put aside all his rachamim to be mekayim ratzon Hashem. Then what do we ask? We ask something very strange. Kein yichbeshu Rachamecho is kascho me'aleinu. Mischus that Avraham Avinu destroyed his rachamim, your rachamim should destroy your kas. So the chor, it's the opposite. It should be that the Avraham destroyed his rachamim. So chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be merachim. Avraham wasn't merachim. Elomai, you'll say, no, don't get so technical. He was kovish one midah, Mischus was kovish one midah, midah kenegin midah, Ribbono Shel Olam, you kovish another midah. No. Okay, if you're happy with that, then you can carry on. But I'll ask you another question. What is this shvur, the bris, the chesed, the shvur, asher ishbal tel Avraham avinu ba'ar ha'meriah? What are we talking about? That's the first part. The Ribbono Shel Olam should remember the bris, the chesed, the shvur, asher ishbal tel Avraham avinu ba'ar ha'meriah. What are we talking about? It's something which is three things: a bris, and a chesed, and a shvur. So that needs a deal. Now, I just want to go through to the end, and then we'll come back and try and answer these questions. So we carry on. Uvetuvcha gadol, you should be kovish your kas. Uvetuvcha gadol, yoshuv charan apcho me'amecho me'ircho me'nachlosecho. Betuvcha gadol. Your great toiv, the anger should return, should go away. V'kayim lonu Hashem lekeinu sadov v'sheftachtonu b'serosecha l'idei Moshe avdech mipipradech ka'omor. You should be mekayim what you promised, what you maftiach. And that this is the 10th pasuk of Zichronos. Now, just so that you won't get confused on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Shiva is choshesh for the shittas. There are shittas in the Rishonim that you have to say all the psukim outside the tefillah. You have to say all the psukim together. And this, and in Shofaros also, the 10th pasuk comes in the tefillah. So what we do in the yeshiva, so don't get all confused, after the last pasuk of Anema HaBen Yakili Ephraim, that's the 3rd pasuk of Nevi'im, we then say ubesayroscha kosuv leimar. This pasuk is a chalitil haim bris rishonim asher tzeis yosam eretz mitzrayim enei agoyim liyos lahem lelokim ani Hashem. And then we start with the tefillah lekedem lekam sein, and then we say it again in the tefillah to be yotze how we paskin lemaisa. It's okay to put it here. The Rosh Yeshiva is choshesh for that. You might think when you hear in the chazor sashat v'neema v'zocharti, you know, it was the very Kosov Lema, Kosovti Libris Rishonim, that it's a reform shul. We're missing out our whole shittle of the davening. We're not, don't worry, we're not jumping. You'll find out Rosh Hashanah we don't jump anything. And when you get to Yom Kippur you'll have a shock when we do a yeshiva. But let's go slowly. And just as you make a thing, when you get to Shofaros, there's another problem, because the 10th pasuk which we have, the standard 10th pasuk, is B'yom Simchaskev Adechem Rosh Hashanah V'skatim V'chatzot Tzroes Alelu Seichem V'sim V'sham Mechem, which we put in the tefillah, which the Gemara Darshan's Malki Zichronis add Shofaros from this pasuk V'skatim V'chatzot Tzroes is Shofaros. Over there are Rishonim who say, "Skati bechatzoitz rois on trumpets you should blow. How can you be yotze a mitzvah? How can you be yotze a pasuk of shofaros if you're saying chatzoitz rois? Skati bechatzoitz rois can't be shofaros." The answer is, but the Gemara dash of shofaros from that. So how can you say it's not shofaros? Al kolponim, what are we going to do for a 10th pasuk of shofar? There is. There are only 3 psukim in the Torah that mention shofar, but on the pasuk which actually we say it to one of the malchias, when in Lo hibit oven biyakov leiro omel biyisrael Hashem elakov imo yusruas melech boy. The Gemara says it can count for malchus. It can also count for shofaris because usruas melech boy, the truer of the melech. So we say that in shofaris after the three psukim of Nevim, we say ubesayrosko kosuv leimar. That's our tenth pasuk to the fee the chashash. Two chashoshes, the bachatzotzes will be good enough, and you have to have it outside the tefillah, and then we carry on. So don't get confused. Now you know what's going on. Al koponim, let's go back to where we are. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekayem this havtocha. V'zochat leh b'ris v'shoyim asher tzeis yosom me'etz yishayim ene agoyim v'yos lohim l'anukim ani Hashem ki zoiche kol ha'nishkoche satohu me'oilom. You remember all the things that people forget. V'ein shichecho lifnei chiseich v'edecho v'akeidas Yitzchok l'zara hayom b'rachamim tizko. And you should remember the akeidah of Yitzchok. Now, interesting. Before the beginning, we said, and here we're saying, so it's just a kitzer, or does it mean something else? Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoicher Habris. The ik of the bracha, you should know a klal. The chasimus habrach is the ik of the bracha. Every chasima, Baruch Ato Hashem, you get to the end of a long bracha, the chasima is the ik of the bracha. Like, for example, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. The ik of the bracha is Kedush HaShabbos. Here, the ik of the bracha is Zoiche HaBris. So, what bris are we talking about? What's going on over here? The answer is, it's a medrash. And the medrash you'll find in Vayikra Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah Pasha Choftes, which is all about Rosh Hashanah. So the Medrash darshans a few drushes on this. Bachoidesh Hashvi, what says it, right? In Emor. Bachoidesh Hashvi. So here it's Oistes in this edition. Bachoidesh Hashvi, Rebrachia Horikorale Yarcha de Shvuasa. Bachoidesh Hashvi, why is it called Bachoidesh Hashvi? It's the Chodesh of Shvua. The Chodesh in which Hashem made a Shvua. Sheboi Nishba Kodesh Baruchu Lavrom Avinu Olav Hashalim. Oh, so that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Nishba. Which Shvua are we talking about? Adol Dichsiv. Vayoymer, after the Maisa Akedo, Hashem said to Avram, Vayoymer, Bi Nishbati Neum Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm making a Shvua. Zog the Medrash, Ma Tzarech Hoya Lishvua. What shvu are we talking about? Why did he need to make a shvu? He made the arcade. That was very nice. Good. What a shvu. Rabibi bar Abba b'shem Rav Yochanan Oma. Oma Avram Avinu b'tfila b'tachanunim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the arcade, Avram Avinu stood and davened. V'oma nefonam. Ribonim sheloilam. Golui v'yadua lefonecho b'shor shomartoli kachno esbincho esyechidcho. When you told me, you gave me a sivui, I should take my son, my only son. V'chule. Hoya belibi malashivcho. I had what to answer you. V'hoya belibi loima. Esmoil omartoli kibi Yitzchok yikor lechozora. Yesterday you told me, Yitzchok is going to be the kiyum of your zera. From Yitzchok is going to come out the hemshech of Avram. And now you're telling me to kill him, to make him an korban oilo, which means I have to shecht him. So there's a steer. Now, All this was binavius. Was all navius. There's a yisad that a navi knows that navius is emes. When he gets divrei navius, he knows it's emes. He knows it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the experience of navius is knowing that, realizing it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no suffix that this is true. So that is a massive theory. Ki be Yitzchak yikare lecha zara, and he doesn't have any children. And now haleu la'ayla, it's a theory. What should he do? Zokta Avraham Avinu, I could have patted myself from this whole akedo. Elo, kashem shahoyeli ma'la shivcha, ve'kovashti es yitzri, ve'loi ha'shivo yisicha. I didn't answer you. I didn't say I'm Potter. Elo kecheresh lo yeshma ki ilim lo yiftach piv. I went bitzmimus. Now you find the same medrash in Parshas Vayera in Bereshis. It's Parsha Nun Zayin over there in Bereshis Rabbah. And there it's Moshev a few words. He says, Kovashti es yitzri. Kovashti is Rachamai, says there. Lasois es Ritzoincho. What's it mean? And here he says, he doesn't put in that, but he says the same thing. Loyashi voisicho, Kovashti is Yitzi, Loyashi voisicho. And I didn't answer. And then he says, we'll be over in a second, but then just see what he answered. What's the Hemshir? Kach keshiyu bonov shav Yitzchok. And the Rebbeinu Shalom was nishba that he would do that. So the shvur that we're talking about was the shvur in response to the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. Now let's understand what's tutzach though. Avraham Avinu has a stira in tzivuyim or nevuas. Ki biyitzoy kar lechazara. That's emes lamitoy. Haleu le'oilo. Emes lamitoy. If you learned Rashi on Parshas Akedah, you know the solution to the stira. There's a Hemshech in Chazal say, I told you Haleihu, I didn't say Shachteihu. Haleihu le'oila, Rashi says from the Medrash, Chazal say, I didn't tell you to kill him, I told you to bring him up as an oila. Now, Haleihu le'oila can mean different things. Haleihu le'oila could mean to bring him up to Shemaim as an oiler, which necessitates shechting him and burning him, which is a carbon oiler, is kuloi kolil Hashem, it goes up in smoke to Hashem. That is the choira, what ha'aleu le'oiler means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I didn't mean that. I meant that you should put him on the Mizbeach and mekadish him as kedushas oiler, and that's it. And how is he supposed to know that's it? Because when he was about to shecht him, the Malach came and said, stop! Adkan! He said to Avraham Avinu, said, let me at least cut him a bit and take some dam and be zorik the dam on the Mizbeach. So he said, no, al tas loy mu'uma, afilu mum, don't do anything to him. Then afterwards, he actually was nisgale to him, the seh, which he then took, and he shechted the seh, and was ma'ale the seh as an oiler. And Chazal tell us that on every pula that he did, he davened that this should be tachas Yitzchok Beni. Now we know there's such a musug of a tmura, which you're normally not allowed to do, right? But it works. Dino, if you're Mekadish and Oilo, and then you take another animal and you say, this should be Tmuras there. The Kedushas Oila on the first animal spreads over to the second one. What it doesn't do is it doesn't leave the first one. The first one stays, you know, you've got two Oilas. But your Mekadish, the Tzmura becomes Tachas, the first one, but not in place of it. It's the Hispashtus of the Kedusha. That's exactly what happened over here. When he made the ayil into a tmura of Yitzchak, he was makriv it and davened every pula should be keilu are doing it to Yitzchak. Later on, when Yitzchak, after Avram was nifta, there was a rav and Yitzchak wanted to go to Chutz Laaretz. Yitzchak did everything; he followed in the footsteps of Avram. Yitzchak was a Talmid, he did everything that Avram did. Kimat. So Avram Avinu, when there was a Rav, what did he do? He went to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak wanted to go to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told him, Shchoin ba'aretz hazois, you must not go to Chutz Laaretz. Rashi says, Ato kodosh b'kdushas oyla v'ein Chutz Laaretz kedailoch. Yitzchak was nikdash b'kdushas oyla and remained kdushas oyla. The ayah was a tzmura, but like every tzmura, the kedusha soila remained, and that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to do. Haleu le'oila, be mekadishim mikdusha soila, but not to carry on. Now he didn't. It wouldn't have been an isayan if he would have explained to him that I don't mean to do anything other than just lift him up and put him on the mizbech. Obviously, the only isayan was that he didn't chap, and he thought he was supposed to shecht him. Okay. However. What would have been if Avraham Avinu would have patted himself and would have said, I can't do this because I know Yitzchak, Bikibi Yitzchak, Yikorin Chazor, is Emis Lamitoi, and until Yitzchak has children, I cannot be Malin as an Oilam. I know what I think you're supposed to do is another to Shecht him. There wouldn't have been a time on him. Fakert, Shur Sadin, Lechoira, would have been Potter. He should have patted himself. Mikama taimim. First of all, there's a suffix. So which one is right? But then you got so we're going to kill Yitzchak on the suffix. Bikuach nefesh. Don't kill him. Or I'll tell you a different way, which is a more lavdisha way of solving the problem. Sheva al taaseh. Don't get up, don't be kumba say and shecht him. Sheva al taaseh. I don't know what the pshat is. There's a steerer here. Sheva al taaseh. And his natural midas are coming and telling him that's what you should do. His natural rachamim. So Tavram Avinu Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu Loi Asisike. Elo kovashtis rachamai la sois retzoincho. Here we say in davening, "Lasus usoncho b'leiv of shalim." There's an interesting Gemara in Bombasra. It says when Klal Yisrael are sometimes called bonim lamokim and sometimes they're called avodim lamokim. Says the Gemara, when they're oisim retzoino yisbara b'leiv of shalim, they're called bonim lamokim. When the Einam Oisim Retzoin of Shamokim, the Leiv of Sholim, they call Avodim. Fake Rebitzical Peterburger, Koichwe Ar. An Ebet Lichoira, who doesn't do the Rotzen Hashem, the Rotzen of the Adoim, is Nishkan Ebet. Well, they're always in Ebet. So what's the Gora mean? That when they're not doing Rotzen Hashem, then they're called Ebet. When they do the Rotzen Hashem, they're called Bonim. Why are they called Bonim if they do Ratzon Hashem? And Evit, it's a Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. So Rav Yitzchak, he doesn't just say Ratzon Hashem. He says Ratzon Hashem, Sh'oisim Ratzonah Belev of Shalem. He says, an Evit is a person who's captured. He was a free man. He's captured. He's sold into slavery. He's forced to do what he has to do. He doesn't really want to, but he'll get beaten. Or whatever the force that the Adon has on him, and he forces him to demekayim his rotzon. If he doesn't do it, b'leiv of shalim, he wants to run away. A son of a father who loves his father, and his father says he wants something, a son who loves his father will do that. Belev of Shalem. He's not being forced to do it. He wants to please his father, wants to give nachas to his father. He says, that's what the Pshat in the Gemara. Avada, we're talking about Klal Yisrael, are always Mekayim Shulchan Aruch. If they're not Mekayim Shulchan Aruch, they're doing Averis, they're not called Avadim either. But the Shaila is how they Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. If they're only being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, but the Eved and not Belev of Shalem, then they're called Avadim. When they go Liflim Mishur Sadin, if you're Mekayim Shulchan Aruch, but Shalom Belev of Shalem. But you do Mekayim, you Mekayim everything, you do everything you're supposed to do. Without a cheshit. Okay. Fine, that's Shur Sadin, that's what you have to do. But a person comes Liflim Mishur Sadin, and he does it b'kol koichoi, b'leiv of shalem. That's when we're called bonim lamokim. Now here it says that Avraham Avinu was kovish rachmav lasus retzoincha b'leiv of shalem. Avraham Avinu was nichlas lifnim mishur sadin. He didn't have to do the akedah. He could have patted himself. Shur sadin. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have had a tiny if he wouldn't have done it? He growled and said to him, Kach no es bincha. It was a bakosha. Kach no es bincha. Sichidcha. He could have patted himself. But he knew ultimately that was Ratzon Hashem aleu le'oilo. I don't understand what the steer is. I'll give you another solution to the steer. Maybe you shecht Yitzchok, and Yitzchok will become mitchia. Mitchia samaisim is kibi Yitzchok, yikore chosora. It's also a solution. I don't know what the solution is. Avraham Avinu, he said, I went bitzvimus. I don't know what I know there's a steer here. I could have patted myself. Oh, but kavashti esmach my las and sutzoincha. I went lifni mishur sadin. There is a Toma Dvoira who says the midah of Avraham Avinu is lifnim mishur sadin. Chesed goes together with Nifnim Mishur Sadin. Mesilas Yesharim in the middle of Chasidus, which is Shorish of Chasidus, is Chesed. He says, what is Chasidus? Chasidus is to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem, to give to Hashem, to want Hashem to be happy. He says, what does that mean? It means to go Nifnim Mishur Sadin, to be Mahader in all the mitzvahs, to be Moisif in the mitzvahs. Chesed is to give to Hashem, and not just the Yotzei. I mean, Yotzei, my minimum, and that's it. That's Midas Chasidus, which comes from Chesed. Avraham Avinu is Chesed. The whole Midah of Avraham Avinu is Nifnim Mishur Sadin. Now, Lemaisa, the whole Akedah was a Meridika Nifnim Mishur Sadin. Because, first of all, as we said, he could have patted himself, but even more than that. Why is he called Akedo? You ever thought about that? Why is he called Akedo? Oh, because he tied him up. Shaido. So that happens to be, Lechoira, a very small prat in the whole thing. It should be called Halo, or Korban Yitzchak, something like that. Why is he called Akedo? The binding of Isaac, they translated, right? They tied his two hands together, 2 feet together. Why did he tie his two hands, 2 feet together? The Medrash says, because Yitzchak said that when the knife touches my throat, the teva is, there'll be an involuntary jerk, and I could pass the shechita. So Yitzchak said to Avraham Avinu, tie me up very tight, so then I won't move, and I won't pass the shechita. If he would have passed the shechita, would there be a tie on Avraham Avinu? Zichanish. Why would there be a tie on Avraham Avinu? Would there be a tie on Yitzchak? Kavachoybez nish. Yitzchak can't control such a muscular action. Elomai, the nekuda of Lifnim Yishur Sadin, Akedah is Mesamel. The fact they tied him up is Mesamel. Lifnim Yishur Sadin. I'll tell you no chazach. The Maral Diskin says that when he was told Haleu le'oilo, how is he going to be Mekayim then? Literally it means lift him up as an oilo. But there's a cloud. Chai noisi satsu. You can carry a kid who can walk himself. You can carry him on Shabbos in a mokum where it's also to carry. Why? Because Chai knows his atzmai. A person carries himself, so you're not considered carrying. But if a person's tied up, kofus, person's tied up, then we don't say Chai knows his atzmai. Says the Baral Diskin, he had to tie him up in order to be Mekayim v'ha'alehu le'oila. He lifted him up after when he was tied up, and then it was ha'alehu. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been ha'alehu. It would be Kilo Yitzchak, and I'll be himself. Uvechem, what comes out, the whole Maisa of the Akeda is one big Lifni Mishur Sadin. Be'ikah, so far I've told you Mitzad Avram, but Mitzad Yitzchak is even more Lifni Mishur Sadin. Avram got the Tzivui, Yitzchak didn't get the Tzivui, so Yitzchak didn't know where's the set. And then his father was Maramis to him. I look him Yaris Haseb Bani. So it was Maramis that it was him. Now, he didn't get a tzibu. And the Medrash says the Yetzer came to him, the son came to him and said, the old man's gone the sugar. His Pashat lost it. Become senile. His whole life was talking about he was against the human sacrifice. Moilech and all these things. Now all of a sudden he wants to sacrifice you. Run away. Now, if Yitzchak would have run away, who would have won? You got to remember, there's a big problem with the Akeda. There's a big problem with learning Chumash. When you learn Chumash when you're 5 years old, and you had the Musagim of a 5 year old. And yet you always stay with these musogim until you must work hard to get it out. For example, you ask somebody, how big is a mizbeach, the average mizbeach? How big do you think the mizbeach is? Pashas like this table. Elamai, it's not true. The mizbeach is a massive thing. The mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash was as big as a three-story house. And if you think about it, if you're going to put a cow, and not one cow, but lots of cows, on Yom Tov, they were makriv oilers and oilers and oilers. It's a pele how they managed to burn up all these cows. In fact, Chazal said it was a mess that they all burnt up. Even if you do have a big mizbeach, and Abai said the fire wasn't on the whole mizbeach. There were four or five maturas and machloikas, different bonfires on the mizbeach, so it wasn't all they had hundreds and thousands of animals that they burnt up, and the emurim of the shlomi. Why does a person naturally think that a mizbeach is this size? Because when's the first time you hear about a mizbeach? With the story of the Akedah. When you were 5 years old and you hear that the Tati was told to sacrifice the son, so how what do you think? Okay, I'm like Yitzchak. That's the kid naturally thinks. I'm the son. I'm 5 years old. How old's my tati? You know, 30, 34, 35. A strong man. And how big does the mizbeach have to be to be makriv a 5 year old child? About as big as this table. So you imagine that there's this 35 strapping father lifting up his little kid and putting him on a mizbeach. That isn't what happened. Yitzchak was 37 years old. He was as old as your tati when you were 5 years old. And Avraham Avinu was older than your great grandfather. He was 137. He's the Alter Yid. So now, if Yitzchak's going to run away, then Pashtas, Avraham won't be able to catch him up. Pashtas, wait, Avraham Avinu was still also very strong. But upon him, why did Yitzchak run away? If Yitzchak didn't have the tzivui bichla, Elamai Yitzchak knew. Was sorry that his father had not lost it, he's not senile. And Lemaisa, it's a tremendous emunas chachomim for Yitzchak to allow his father to do it. And if Yitzchak would have run away, could there have been a tide of Yitzchak? Zichah not. Elamai, the whole Akedah, Mishnei had studied, was kule lifnei mishur sadin. And there are two studim and two parts of the Nisoyan. The major part of the Nisoyan is actually Avraham Avinu. But for Yitzchak, there's also a big Nisoyan. And a very big Nisoyan, because the Nisoyan of Yitzchak was the Mekabel Avraham Avinu knows what he's doing. And then to be choshish that it shouldn't passel the shechita, it should be time up tight, and everything should be mamish kehilchasa. Meredikah Madreika. That's Yitzchak. Why actually was Avraham a greater Nisayan? Is a greater Nisayan than Avraham? One of the there are a few bechidas, but one of the bechidas is that Yitzchak was going to be killed. Then he'd go to Shabayim, and whatever would happen. Avraham had to come back and face the world. Avraham would have to come back and face Sarah. Where's Yitzchak? Where he went off to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, or well, you're in Eretz Yisrael, okay, he went off to BMG. Well, where did he go? What happened to Yitzchak? And Avraham Avinu, forget the world, Avraham Avinu would have to live with himself and realize also that he paskened to kill him, and he could have patted himself, but he went bitzmimus and he killed him, and he wouldn't have that niggling thing the whole time of maybe that wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, maybe I should have done Sheva Al Taseh. It's a very hard decide. It's a very, very hard decide. Al Kopadim, they both went Lifnei Mishur Sadim. The Yisad of the Akedah is Lifnei Mishur Sadim. We come on Rosh Hashanah. I told you, if you remember the first guy, 3 weeks ago, we medayik from the whole brisa, which the brisa compares Pesach, says we should be makriv and oimer, kedei she yisparku hatzvua she besadis, and shvuas shnei alechem kedei she yisparku Paris or Elon, and on Sukkos, we're back with Mayim, Yisuch Mayim, Kadesh Yisbochu Gishmesha. So the Yisad Adobe is to be makriv what you want to bracha, you take what you want to bracha, you makriv it to Hashem, I'll call upon the Reishis, you give it over to Hashem, and then you get a bracha. So I said, the Be'et Simon Rosh Hashanah, we're doing the same thing. If you remember, I told you that. I said, we'll be Mevarech. Where are we doing this? It starts with Malchus. So you may well explain more why it starts with Malchus. Oh, but here's the Ikka. In Zichroinus, we make ourselves into a carbon. Why? Because in Zichroinus, we be'etzem put ourselves on the Mizbeach Hashem. And we say Hashem Yisbarach looks at every single prat in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to review every single thing that I did, every mice I did, every dibur that I said, and every machshava that I did, and even the havaminus. And we go through in the hakdama. It's like a CT, a X-ray. The mage puts himself and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at absolutely every prat sif kot in my life. There's not one mashahu in my life which is not birshus Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoicha absolutely everything. I'm kulay birshus Hashem. I forgot about that when I did Averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forget. Ein shikhon if lei chisek v'adecho. We say Ein disto v'neged einecho. Hakol galui v'yadur lefanecha Hashem lekeinu tzofer mabid atzof kol adoros ki savi chok zikaron lipokei kol ruach v'nafesh. When you bring this chok zikaron, you look at everything, and you look at everything as its ripples effect through atzof kol adoros. In zichroinus, do we have to say zichroinus? Dine, okay, there's a mitzvah to say zichroinus. But the Torah is very interesting about Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't tell us before Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. I'll tell you a very interesting Heorah. The Christians have a festival called Easter, which probably all you know about is eggs, but it's more complicated. There, the thing for the few religious ones that are left. And it's Me'ein Pesach. They have something called Lent, which is Me'ein Shavuos. Some of them have Palm Sunday, which is Be'ein Sukkos. they're brilliant. It's not that easy to get a lulav which is posel a kol adeus. But when you open, if you take a palm leaf which is open completely, that's posel a kol adeus. There's no shayla, that's not a lulav. There's not one band of omar you can get. Whatever you hold a different su'alav, finish. That's the thing. But that's what they take. Okay. Now, all those three regalim have no shaykhus to the goyim. You see, some trying. Kabbalah's Torah, excuse me, you refuse the Torah. What's great stuff? And Sukkah, Saturday, Akovit, Taseri Tova, you have nothing to do with it. There's one moyed in the Shana which the goyim have as much shaykhus to as we do. What's that? Rosh Hashanah. Because then Nidon and Rosh Hashanah like we Nidon. The Rebbe Shalom is done, the Goyim like we, he's done it on us. And they have no Zecher of Rosh Hashanah. It's not human. And they claim not they got the Emes. The Orim was decided. And they have no Zecher. Why do they have no Zecher? Because it doesn't say anything about Yom HaDin in the Torah. You expect them to learn Torah Shem Baal Peh and Midrashim and find out what it's really what's this Chodesh Hashvi is all about. Forget it. No shaykhs. It's a pliatzuma. So when we come along, it's Yom Adin, and we don't run away from Hashem. We could run away. We could put our head in the sand. We could say, well, it's Yom HaDin. It's Yom HaDin. What can I do? I've got the Shema HaKuzdiya. I'm running away. Right? I heard most of the city of Miami ran away for Shabbos. Right? Because it's Yom HaDin. The Rebbe Shem is waking the whole world up with these mices and hurricanes and earthquakes and everything. He's reminding us here a few days before Rosh Hashanah, Mi Barash, Mi Babayim, the Chule. I'm here. So what do? They run away. We could run away in Rosh Hashanah, but we don't. We come back punfakert. And we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are Zoicha everything. And we bring rayas and rayas and rayas, 10 rayas from Psukim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Zoicha, 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 Zoicha. We have been Shuscha Hashem Yisparach. We are making ourselves into a carbon. Zichronis is a carbon. And when we make ourselves into a carbon, that's Lifni Mishur Sadin. What's the Mido Keneged Mido if we go Lifni Mishur Sadin? There's an interesting Loshen in this Medrash. It says, Tei Mazgile Makedas Yitzchok Gavir Amoid Mikisei Adin Mikisei Rachamim Umismale Aleim Rachamim How do you hoifeich? How do you change midas hadin into midas harachamim? Rabbi, midas hadin has a klal, mida keneged mida. You get what you deserve. That's the yisod of midas hadin. Mida keneged mida. If the Rebbe Shem's yoshev is kisei hadin, then how can we get him to go to kisei harachamim? Mido can I get Mido? How can it be Hoifek Midas Hadin into Midas Harachamim? If you're Misnaheg Lifni Mishur Sadin. There come a Mikoros for this idea. We don't have time now to tell you all the Mikoros, so I'm not making it up. If you're Misnaheg Lifni Mishur Sadin, then what's the Mido can I get Mido? Mido can I get Midas? The Rebbe Shalom goes Lifni Mishur Sadin. That's Mido Keneged Mido. So you took Midas Adin and you changed it, Bedin, into Rachamim. Rachamim is going Lifnei Mishur Sadin. That's the very Shalom is Hoifek Midas Adin to Midas Rachamim. Ve'oi Mikisei Adin, Yoshev Mikisei Rachamim. Bizchus what? Bizchus the Akedah, which was Lifnei Mishur Sadin. How do we activate the Akedah? How do we have a schus to be Mazki the Akedah? So first of all, there was a bris and a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a chesed, wasn't bechuyev to do this. And a shvuah, the Rebbe Shem was nishba that he's going to do this. V'od yoseh, if we behave like akedo yin, if we ourselves are going lifnei mishur sadin, we're mazkir, zichronis, 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 we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're zoich everything. And I know I am birshuscha because of that, then I have a schus to be maskir Akedas Yitzchok. The Rebbe Shem should remember Akedas Yitzchok for us. Chutz by the fact that there's a bris of chesed and a shvua, but I can I have a schus to activate that shvua, because even though Rosh Hashanah starts with midas hadin, I need a midah kenegid midah. I have a midah kenegid midah. Lochein imru lefalai sichroinos kedei she tale sichroinechem lefalai letoiva. Because if we do this, then of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be zoicha letoiva. So that's all we're davening for. I will just see it again. Zochreinim zikaron toiv lefanecho. Ufogdeinu bifkudas Yeshua barachmin mishmei shmei kedem. Why is it shmei shmei kedem? Because the level of rachamim is a much higher level kiviyochol than the level of din. When I call the Shmos mislaying with rachamim, or put it like this, when I call the Shmos mislaying with din, when he's not believed to be mislaying with din, but when he is mislaying with din, there are rules which limit Hashem's behavior, so to speak, because he chooses to do that. Mido can I get mido? In rachamim, he can do what he likes. There are no rules. So that's why rachamim is mishmei shmei kedem. It's much higher, so to speak, much more removed from our hakara, the midas hadin. Hashem elokeinu is Hashem is midas harachamim, elokeinu is midas hadin. Es abris v'sachesed v'sashua. Asher nishbarat al Avram avinu b'har hamoriah. V'seiroi lefonav akedo she'okad Avram avinu es Yitzchok benoi. First of all, we're coming mitzad Avram. Avram's chedik in the akedo. Agabi Azizbeach. V'kovash racham of lasus retzoin chabaleiv of shalem. He went lifnim mishur es hadin. Kenich mishur rachamecha es kaschem avaleinu. You also go lifnim mishur es hadin. Uvetuvcha agadol. But we've activated a midah kenegid midah here. We can ask for tuvcha agadol. Yoshuv charan apchom mi'amecho mi'ircho mi'nachrosecho. Kaim vodu Hashem lekeres ha'dov ha'shiv tachtonu b'serosecho v'zuchatu nebris v'shoinim v'chule ki zoicha kol adish koch l'sarto hu me'oilom v'in shikcho lifnei kisei kvodecho v'akeidas Yitzchok. We're like Yitzchok today, right? We're on the Mizbeach. V'akeidas Yitzchok l'zaro hayoim barachamim tizkar midas harachamim. You should be zoicha akeidas Yitzchok because we made ourselves into akeidas Yitzchok. Baruch atah Hashem, zoicher habris.